We are very pleased to welcome with us right now Mike Jones from the Washington Post. Covers the Redskins there. Mike, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Mike, want to talk with you about Kyle Shanahan. A lot of reports that he is in line to become, and very soon will become, the new offensive coordinator of the Browns. Give me a sense of what Shanahan will bring to this football team.
He's going to bring a bright offensive mind, a guy who has a lot of ideas and a lot of ways to get receivers open despite limited talent. The Redskins, outside of Pierre Garçon, really haven't had much to work with the last 4 years, but guys always seem to be getting open just with the route trees and the concepts that he has. His offenses, even when Rex Grossman was in there at quarterback, move the ball. They've had some issues in the red zone and things like that, but he knows how to get a lot out of an offense and set those guys up for success.
Mike, Nathan Zagura here. When you look at the Browns and they have that dominant number one receiver in Josh Gordon, he also knows how to use a tight end. They've got Jordan Cameron here. Does it seem like, and knowing they're going to add pieces to that puzzle, but at least the kind of the core things he likes to use are here in Cleveland from a receiver standpoint?
Yeah, as far as the pass catching standpoint, I think that it is. I think this is a good situation for him. He can go in there and kind of, repair his image, work his way back, into the discussion of being one of those, bright offensive coordinators. He kind of took some grief in D.C. and then things not working out with their relationship with Griffin either. Some of that unfairly on Kyle's part, but this is a situation that it seems like it would benefit him. And I know they got to get that quarterback situation resolved. But you have to like his chances just because you've seen what he's done elsewhere and know that some of the talent that he's got there. We were talking about the wide receiver, and you're definitely right about the tight ends. Whether it was Logan Paulson, Jordan Reed, Fred Davis, Niles Paul, he knows how to use those guys in a variety of ways, whether to line up as a tight end, move in the backfield like a fullback, or split out as a wide receiver. He's very creative with those guys, and one of his favorite pass routes is with features the tight end.
Mike Jones from the Washington Post joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we talk about Kyle Shanahan. Robert Griffin III came into the league with gigantic cachet as a second overall pick, big ego, big personality, just like a lot of quarterbacks. And you just talked about that relationship with Kyle Shanahan and the inability really to make it work with him. How do you now see this possibility of Shanahan working with another big personality in the form of Johnny Manziel, if in fact he becomes the guy that the Browns draft to be their franchise quarterback?
Well, Kyle is going to make it clear that he is the boss, and he has got the idea of how he wants stuff run and what he expects. He's strong-headed, but not overly. He's got some flexibility to him as well, if that makes sense. And so I think that he would welcome the opportunity to work with a high-profile young quarterback again.